And now let us begin our service. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia, Cristo resucitó. Si Cristo resucitó. Alleluia. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert, you promised pools of water for the parched, and you gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross, you watered us from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day, you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water and for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty and give us the life only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Our opening hymn is Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Amen. And now let us pray together. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now it's time for our children's sermon. So all of you kids, I'm going to try to unmute some of you so I can hear your wonderful voices. And if those of you that have kids and know how to do it, you should just press the space bar and I will be able to hear you.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Is that baby Nico?
Yeah.
Hey, Seamus.
Hi.
Hi, Marquez family.
Hi.
Hi, Kazmaier.
Hi.
Oh, this isn't a kid, but hi, Ryan, Nancy. That's my cousin. He's my big cousin.
He's a kid.
Hi, Reed and Ryan. Hi, Beza. Lots of you. Welcome.
Brilliant.
The healthy diet.
Hi, honey.
No.
Yo, what's up, Joel?
This Easter is all about, especially now that we're not able to worship together. Maybe, like me, you're thinking Easter is only about the bunny and Easter eggs, right? But it's not. So, thankfully, I found a video from kids that tells us what Easter is all about. I want you to listen and hear what it's about.
Listen, so. Listen.
Thank you.
They put Jesus in white paper. And place guard in front of them.
Still.
To let nobody go in. He was just waiting for 3 days. He's probably drinking soda, lighting hot tea. Tell the good news. Mary and her friends went and told the disciples. She said, Jesus has risen from the dead.
Jesus has risen from the dead.
And the disciples didn't believe them.
No.
And the baby.
What happened? Jesus can't raise from the dead. I don't believe it until I see it. And all of a sudden, Jesus just came, just was there. I am the Son of the Lord God. I am Jesus, your friend. And then the disciples said, Jesus, it's you. Yay! Jesus is alive! That's cool. Jesus, before he left to heaven, he said, I have done what I have come to do. And then he was going up to heaven. His disciples were crowded around him. The disciples said, holy guacamole, I can't believe Jesus really flew. Let's go tell the news.
Here, do you want to... Here, come here.
So what do you think, kids? They got most of it right. There were a few things maybe that didn't happen Jesus Day, but that's what happens when kids tell the story. Sometimes we get things that are a little different. One thing that was hard for the kids to say was Jesus is risen, or Christ, which is another name for him. Christ is risen. So throughout the rest of this service, I will be saying, Alleluia, Christ is risen. And I want you to respond, Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. So let's try it out. It's risen, not rose or rosen. It's risen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Let's try it again. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Remember, that's what matters. And keep listening to the story. See if Jesus really had Coke and Cheetos. I don't think so. That's what one of the girls said. But listen to the story and hear what happens with Jesus. And remember, alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Let us pray. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for Easter.
Thank you for Easter.
Are they social distancing?
Thank you for all that you give us.
Thank you for
Christ is risen. And he is risen for us. May we remember this good news.
And
share it with others. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, kids. Keep on listening out for the story of Jesus.
No.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Cristo resucitó.
Si, Cristo resucitó. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We now turn our hearts and our minds to Scripture.
There we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
A reading from the book of Acts. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Cristo resucitó.
Si, Cristo resucitó. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ
is risen indeed. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. This is the gospel of the Lord."
Praise to you, O Christ.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Cristo resucitó.
Si, Cristo resucitó. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So things are very different this Easter morning. So very different than any other Easters we've ever experienced. No gathering at church in our Sunday best. Perhaps some of you still put on your Easter clothes, or perhaps you're still in your pajamas or comfy clothes. No smell of lilies filling the air. No Easter egg for the children to do after service. No big gathering with family and friends. And many of our Easter traditions have been put on hold as we quickly scramble to try and make new traditions and memories. But truth be told, this Easter is probably more like that very first Easter long ago, when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb that morning. And maybe for once we celebrate Easter differently. Maybe we celebrate the resurrection just as the disciples did and Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, alone in the silence, hoping the faith outweighs the fear. For there were no fancy clothes and egg hunts, no smell of beautiful lilies, and certainly no great family gatherings. It was just the two of them, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. I'm not sure if they were expecting death. It doesn't say in the Gospel of Matthew. But I'm sure they weren't expecting an earthquake, and they were afraid. After all, wouldn't you be afraid if someone appeared as lightning in front of you? Wouldn't your first instinct be to run for cover? But the two Marys were told not to fear. They were told to go and see where Jesus lay. And they went away with fear, but also great joy. They went away from there getting so much more than they expected. They got Jesus in the flesh. They took the risk, and they weren't disappointed. We can't go to church right now, but we don't need to worry about that because we are the church. We are the church. You and me gathered together. Nosotros somos la iglesia. Jesus still rose from the dead for us, even if it may not quite feel like Easter today. We can still profess Jesus as Lord, and his story changes us more than we can imagine. For alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
And it's not to say that everything in our lives magically gets better now. All of our doubt and fear don't automatically go away. We are still stuck in our homes. The virus is still a very real threat. We still have our problems in our lives and in the world. But Jesus is with us today and pushes us to move forward, even if we can't feel it right now. And sometimes that means taking a risk and doing things we wouldn't normally do. Sometimes it means speaking out. It means looking at things from a different perspective, even if we are afraid. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, after all, were still scared. It's a scary thing being asked to go on faith, to go and tell others that he is risen. So it's not that the fear goes away. They take it with them, and the joy of Jesus risen pushes them forward. For they were filled with joy too. They knew Jesus was risen, and they could share that news with others. No matter where we may be in our lives, Jesus tells us, do not be afraid. Keep putting one foot in front of the other, he begs us. Don't let this coronavirus win. Don't let it take everything from you. Don't let it take Jesus. Speak out when things aren't right. Demand that my message of love be heard, he tells us, and share that love with others. We can't go to church right now, but we don't need to worry because we are the church, you and me gathered where we are. We are the church. Somos la iglesia. Things are very different this Easter morning. So very different than any other Easter we've experienced. But Jesus is here among us. The resurrection still changes us. Even if our lives seem a mess and our world is so very different than what we thought it would be today. Jesus' word still enters our lives and makes us better. It is more than we could have expected, for God is with us. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Amen.
Amen.
And now let us sing our hymn of the day. Alleluia, Christ is arisen. Alleluia, Cristo resucitó. Risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Cristo resucitó.
Sì, Cristo resucitó. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We now offer up our prayers to God. And remember, during the prayers, there will be a time for all of you to offer up your prayers, and you will be unmuted. So be careful what you say, for God will hear you. Let us pray. On this most holy day, we pray for the church, the earth, the world, those in need, and all the members of God's family, responding to each petition with the words, "Hear our prayer."
For all the churches around the globe, for their bishops and clergy, for the newly baptized, for the believers who cannot assemble for worship, for faithful endurance during this time of sorrow and distress, and for a deepening sense of your presence among us,
Lord, hear mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray, O God, for the well-being of creation, for the health of seas and rivers and lakes, for
the Schuylkill River,
and for the will to care for your earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray, O God, for the peace and justice in the world, for an end to war and international turmoil, for concord in our troubled society, for the heads of state, legislators, and local civic leaders, that they enact wise procedures to deal with the coronavirus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. We pray, O God, for all who are facing the coronavirus, for all who mourn their dead, and all who have contracted the virus, those who are quarantined or stranded away from home, those who have lost their employment, those who fear the present and the future. We pray for physicians, nurses, and home health aides, medical researchers, and the World Health Organization. Fill the aching in our hearts with your merciful power. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
For what else shall we pray?
I pray for the whole world.
I pray for the family of Valerie Murray, who lost her dad to the coronavirus.
My cousin Jasmine, who has the coronavirus.
People in environmental services, truck drivers, and stock workers.
For the family of Jim Clark.
All people who aren't able to worship
this Easter.
Oh, the people around the world.
For my,
that they might find a cure for this horrible virus.
Keep everyone safe.
So the leaders who are making tough decisions every day.
Pray for the healing of all.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our thanks for all who died in the faith, and bring us at the final resurrection into your everlasting life, where sorrows will be no more. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your gracious and mighty hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, you may get your offering ready to mail to Christ or go to our website, ChristLutheranRDG.org. And donate from our homepage when you scroll down at the bottom via Vanco. We are still working on getting PayPal set up, but Vanco is live and set to go. Please note that your offering helps us continue to serve our neighbors through our food pantry at a time when food has become even more of a luxury to many. It also helps us provide church services such as these to reach beyond our community. Thank you for your commitment to be disciples of Christ.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And now together let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Give us strength for service in your name, in the strength of the risen Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me.
Something's burning.
Amen.
Amen.
The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Now the God of all grace bless you now and forever. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are disciples of Christ within our community and beyond. Somos discípulos de Cristo dentro y fuera de nuestra comunidad. Vayan en paz, sirvan al Señor. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor.
God bless you this week. Join us next week, same place, same time, for the second Sunday of Easter. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Love you, Pastor Katie.
Oh, thank you. I love you too. It's great.